Mm-hmm. But everybody kind of knew what that meant?
Knew what that meant. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, it's so big.
Back when, maybe when you were born, so there wasn't many doctors around.
No.
Your mother might have called somebody to help her deliver her baby, a woman.
Yes.
She'd be called a
midwife.
Mm-hmm. And if your mother took one of your babies, her babies out for a walk, she might put him in something that's got wheels on it where the baby could lay down. He'd call that a
stroller.
Is there a word for one that the baby sits upright? Will he sit and then one more will lay down?
Carriage?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're going to take the baby out in the carriage, say you're going to...
Okay.
You're going to walk in, okay, or you're going to...
In the carriage.
Okay. And if you knew a boy that had the same color and the same hair and eyes as his father, if they were, you know, had the same features, you might say he was his father.
He favored his father.
If you knew a person you were talking about and said, well, she really led a hard life. Her husband died. She blank, six children all by herself.
She really lived a hard life, a broken dad, and she raised six children all by herself.
If one of your little grandchildren were naughty, and say they just made a mess somewhere or something, you just might walk up to them and say, you better stop her, I'm going to give you a
spanking.
Mm-hmm. If you might not have seen one of your grandchildren for a while, you might say, that notice that he's gotten bigger, and you say, well, you certainly have
grown.
You might also say, I bet you blank 2 inches since I've seen you.
I bet you've grown 2 inches since I've seen you.
But you still have to blank some more.
You still have to grow some more.
Okay. Do you have a term for a child that was born to an unmarried woman?
Well,
it's probably not a very nice word.
Well, I've always heard that child born to a married woman, they call them a bastard
chicken. Okay. And someone was talking about the children. She said, well, Jane's a loving child, but Peggy is a lot more.
We're
talking about how affectionate they were. Mm-hmm. They said, well, Jane's loving, but Peggy's a lot more
loving.
And your brother's son, he is your
nephew.
Mm-hmm. And the child that lost both his father and his mother, he is a... maybe one that lives out in the children's home, someone that's lost their parents. He'd be an orphan.
Orphan. Mm-hmm. Child. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. An orphan child.
Yes. And an orphan is looked after by his legal
parents.
Well, since his parents are dead, they assign somebody to be his
foster parents.
Mm-hmm. Or they might call him a guard.
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you might say, well, this town is full of my
relatives.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, talking about somebody, you might say, well, yes, she's the same family name that I have, and she might look a little bit like me, but she's actually no
relation.